Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Chris Walton. He's a doctor of integrative medicine, as well as a best-selling author and a performance psychologist. Chris, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
So I'm really fascinated, Chris, about your story. Again, as we obviously don't know each other, but in a span of a few minutes, what fascinates me is that sometimes when I interview guests, it's like crickets and it's like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And other times it's like, hey, Chris, you have an awesome name. I have an awesome name. Let's talk about how to inspire people, right? It's like instinctive. Now, since you're a psychologist, I'm curious, what is going on? Like, why is it that some of us, like you and I felt I have an immediate vibe looking at your profile, your name, you have an easy smile, whereas other people, it's not. So from a psychological standpoint, what do you feel is going on?
I mean, you know, the question then becomes, you know, what makes us compatible to some and resonate with some and not with others? And I think if you could look at that from so many angles, you know, personality types and all sorts. But I think the bottom line is, the very, very bottom line is, it is about resonance. You know, it's about the resonance that's coming off every cell of your body and the resonance that's coming off every cell of my body. And if that's about the same resonance, then we'll vibe together, we'll gel, we'll connect, we'll communicate well, the conversations will flow, you know, we'll enjoy each other's company, we'll enhance each other, you know, because we've sort of added to our personal vibe because we're on the same wavelength. And I think when you're not on that wavelength, you know, it's not quite so smooth and not quite so sort of flow state type of stuff, you know, and that's what I think it is deep down. And then of course the reasons for what your personal energy signature is, which is what I call it, you know, the reasons for that are multiple. And so there you go. You know, some people you vibe with and some people you don't.
Fascinating. And is that part of the whole integrative medicine? Can you just explain what that means in a simple way?
Yeah, in a very, very short way. It's no drugs and no surgery. in a much more open way, it really means looking at the person as a whole, the mind, the subconscious system, the learned behaviors, the learned habits, the automatic emotional triggers and emotional reactions, looking at all that aspect, looking at the nutritional aspect, the toxicity aspect, the detoxification aspect, you know, the general social happiness, life aspect, looking at the person as a whole and all of the inputs that go into a person to make them, you know, on the scale of very, very ill to very, very healthy and optimized. So it's a much more, you know, I suppose it's a move on from what you would call holistic. You know, it's an integrated approach, an integrative approach, pulling in the best of all the sciences to be able to give you the best, be able to make the best decisions.
So let's talk about that briefly. So what is the difference between integrative medicine and holistic medicine?
Nothing really, Christopher, I don't think. I just think so. I just think it's a word for the sake of a word. I think, you know, holistic, that word's probably been, you know, have more older connotations. Okay. And integrated's just more of a modern word with, yeah, more, you know, updated knowledge within the knowledge base of integrated medicine. But I think, you know, it's more or less one and the same.
Makes sense. It's almost like in the entrepreneur world when they say, oh, you have to have these iterative processes, or you have to pivot. And it's pretty much the same thing as you got to change. You know, it's like we have to rebrand things. But at the end of the day, if you want to learn and grow or perform better, it really is you have to change your mindset, and whether people call it a paradigm or a shift in your thought pattern, whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing, which is great, because if you are a performance executive or psychologist, the goal is hopefully to help people. And if you can't simplify it, then you really, how can you help people, right? So that's awesome that you share that. Now, I'm fascinated by stories. I'm curious, it sounds like you have a very useful and interesting, as well as thorough understanding of life, because again, you have to dive into different things. And so is that something you feel that as a kid you were very inquisitive and curious, that allow you to explore, to learn, to grow, and to constantly be on the search for knowledge?
Do you know, if I'm totally honest, I had a traumatic childhood. And so that led me down a path, you know, a sort of different path in life, really, I think. Well, not a different path, but, you know, it led me into lots of sports and physical activities to, you know, to sort of help me deal with the inner world at that time as a young boy and a teenager, which then inevitably led me on to the disciplines I was interested in, which was, you know, sports science, performance, and then into psychology and then into integrative medicine. So I think there's a yes answer to that question, Christopher, but not in a sort of standard curiosity type of way. It was driven out of a, you know, as I could say, more of a traumatic sort of moving away from motivation, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, just it's like a flow, right? I mean, you just over time you started realizing that perhaps the dots are connected in some way, but not maybe in like, oh yeah, like Elon Musk would read books and he's always reading books and he's a voracious reader. But in your case, it sounds like there is a different type of flow. Now, relative to what you've done in your life, it sounds like you've done a lot of things, but what I want to hone in on is that so many people are afraid to unplug. So many people are afraid to not do what's conventional and to get that job, to get married, to have kids. Nothing wrong with any of that stuff, but I admire when people do things that are unconventional, and this podcast is about inspiring stories. Some people might call it courage. I really consider it courage, meaning that you took a sabbatical in the US, so you're in the UK. And I hope people really take yours as an example, because you really don't always understand yourself unless you step back from everything. And you chose literally to come to the US for a whole year. What compelled you to do that?
Well, it was an interesting time of year. It was an interesting time. I was 35, and yeah, there was so much change happened in that year. It was a change of business. I've been in a business that for 5 years, and we all decided to go our separate ways. It was a change of selling house and moving, and then I decided to move countries because I connected with a girl that I'd met several years before in the US, and we were both single, and I said, hey, let me move, let's go, let's just see what happens. And it was just really a timing thing, Chris. It was like, okay, so she's single, my business is just finished, I'm going to start something new, I've just sold my house, Well, let's just go to the States and see what happens, you know. And it really was like that, you know. Oh, my God. And in the end, it was a really crazy time over there, you know. It was absolute madness. But just, yeah, it was one of those, you know what happened in that? That is such an amazing story, but I know we won't really have time for it now. But what came from me taking that plunge was the most unbelievable unfolding of things that I needed to heal within myself, family things that really have helped me today to sort of, you know, move on and you know, get more into your real purpose in life. So, you know, it was a wild thing and seemed really spontaneous at the time, but looking back, you know, it did seem a really pre-planned sort of thing that I needed to do.
No, but that's the thing, Chris. I stress this point because I'm grateful enough to be traveling the world, and I wrote this book about networking with billionaires and executives. And so I've met a lot of people and supposedly successful people, and they always ask me, what are some of the qualities, Christopher? And I say, it's courage. That's why I wanted to bring up that point in your world, because a lot of people won't do that. They're afraid. What if you go there and it turns out whatever? What if you don't know anyone? And that's why I wanted to really highlight that story, because based on your courage or boldness or however you want to call it, I just hope everyone has that sense of ability, because whether you're literally flying across the Atlantic Ocean or just going out to dinner by yourself, it's still that same level of, you know what, I'm going to be uncomfortable, because from there comes unfolding of who you are and healing, as you stress that, Chris. So my last question, Chris, is that I was looking at some of the testimonials on your LinkedIn, and one of your clients said that she was so inspired and moved because you're really good at questions and asking questions. So what's one question you feel that we can all ask ourselves each day to perhaps, since you're a performance psychologist, can help us perform better or perhaps be in that zone that you referenced?
One question. Probably something really simple, you know. Am I present now?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Am I present now? You know, am I in the here and now? Because if you're not, you can't be in a flow state. So that's probably where you want to, you know, start. Am I present now?
That's awesome. Chris, thank you so much for being present for our guests. And this is all around the world, literally in 92 countries. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, online, Gamma, G-A-M-M-A, GammaMindset.com. Everything is there that I do, and lots of free stuff and masterclasses and some funky demonstrations to see, and brainwaves and all sorts of really interesting things related to personal change and peak performance.
The letter sent a call to say that they got the times wrong and that it's open now until 5 o'clock. I just wondering if you can leave it a bit earlier.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.